Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning. I got a
first world problems.
There's problems, and then there's first world problems. Those are the problems you try not to talk about usually in front of people because they'll just look at you like, really? That's, you're complaining about that?
Right. You guys, my heated blanket right now is on level 9 and it's just too hot. My butt's hot. I need to turn it down. So can someone turn it down for me?
That right there is a first world problem right there. Hashtag first world problem. I have one too, Jenna. I bought the shower head from Sky Mall.
Yeah.
That lights up.
Yeah.
And lets you know when the water's finally decent level for you to step into the shower.
Okay.
Because putting your hand to check it is
too
so
much work.
Inconvenient.
Too much work.
Ain't nobody got time for that. When I go full in, I go full in, Jenna.
I've never heard of this.
The bulb's right. Broke, and now my shower head doesn't light up and let me know when it's hot enough for me.
That's the definition of a first world problem.
Is that why Sky Mall's going out of business?
Yeah.
You think it's the shower head?
Where do I
can't
buy
it? Sky Mall is going out of business.
I can't
Where do
either.
I buy the bulbs?
Shannon is looking at you like you're speaking Greek or something.
No, it is not.
Shannon, yes,
yeah,
it is.
They're going out of business.
Do you know, I mean, there's just like so many ugly things I haven't bought yet.
And that's a first world problem.
Stupidly expensive, too.
Yeah.
But
oh, gosh.
Tell me you can still buy the hot dog maker with the bun warmer.
You better find it somewhere else.
Or the brownie pan.
With all edge brownies.
Right.
The Sky Mall's got so many hidden
treasures. Someone snag me a Sky Mall if you're about to get on a flight. I want one.
Well, we all are. Aren't you flying this weekend?
Yeah.
You think
Jenna and I are.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Kelly's going.
I am.
Al's the only one staying in town, I think.
Sorry, I'm losing my mind.
Kelly,
give me some of that.
Our phone number is
menopause memory medicine.
800-KID-LIVES, our phone number.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I had to reschedule my massage yesterday. I had one scheduled at the Ritz, but, man, I was driving my convertible and it overheated.
Oh, my gosh.
I think the bit's done. That's first world problem on steroids.
Oh, you just gave the ender.
Please. I was going to go to the Ritz, but my convertible overheated because I'm so hot.
Oh, my gosh.
Brandy wrote us on Twitter. I mean, on Facebook, and she said, today the Starbucks I go to almost daily was at a caramel drizzle.
What?
I need caramel drizzle. The barista said it's a district-wide shortage. District-wide today, worldwide tomorrow. Hashtag first world problem.
The barista? They were out of drizzle?
Barizzle.
That caramel drizzle.
So good. It's so good. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phones. Let's kick it off here with Mila. Welcome to the First World Problems line.
Yeah, my husband bought me a brand new $7,000 3-carat diamond ring to replace my old wedding band. And he gives it to me, and it has to be soldered together. And it's only out for 2 days, but I miss it so much. Hashtag First World Problems.
Yeah. Miss my diamond.
How are you going to show off your diamond when you're not wearing it?
Oh,
exactly.
I feel you on that.
Exactly.
Oh, that
thanks,
is funny,
Mila.
Young
wonderful.
Lady. That is funny.
Oh my gosh.
How will she survive the next 2 days? Jenny, welcome to First World Problems. What's going on?
Yeah, me and my husband bought a 100-inch screen for my projector, and it doesn't fit, so we have to bump it up to 120.
That's actually a first world upgrade, I think.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I got to go back to the store.
Thanks, Jenny. I know. And then you got to hang it back up.
Jessica says, I can't file taxes online this year for free because I made too much money last year.
Oh,
hashtag
my God.
First world.
Sorry,
problem.
Jessica.
Oh, no. Jessica, you got to pay for your tax filing online.
Man,
oh.
Y'all, people got it rough. You know what I mean? Myra, what's going on?
My husband bought me a coffee mug that is too tall for my Keurig, and I would have to stand there and tilt it and hold it in order to get my coffee. Who has time to stand there for 20 seconds?
What's the point of a Keurig?
Yeah.
That's right.
What's the point of a Keurig if you got to stand there the whole time while it's being made?
It's like half the water bottles I buy don't fit in my cup holder. in my in my nice car.
Make bigger cup holders, and car makers.
Or why make water bottles that don't fit in every cup holder?
There's got to be a solution.
I wish you the best of luck, Myra.
On our Facebook page. Oh, thank you, sweetie. From our Facebook page, Alex the Intern.
Oh,
is that
yeah.
Alex?
Yeah, that's our Alex the Intern.
He said, I can't even get a complimentary car wash on my Lexus because it has to be above 40 degrees. Hashtag first world problems.
Oh, man, Alex.
Keep it on the diamond theme.
Interns drive.
Hey, Carol, what's going on with your first world problem?
Hey, I just bought an iPhone 6 Plus, and I have to get a screen protector for it because my diamond earrings are scratching the screen. First world problem.
I never thought about that, Carol. Wow.
Oh,
I love that you can even laugh at that. That's awesome.
She's like, you think it's funny, but really, it's scratching my phone. Okay. Ruining my life.
Real.
Oh, man.
Gosh, people have great, great non-problems.
This put me in a great mood today.
Oh,
yeah.
Stephanie, my satellite receiver broke.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can't skip any commercials or pause my shows until I get a new one.
Oh.
Hashtag first world problem.
Stephanie.
Oh, no. That's the point of having that.
Right?
Hey, Kimberly, what's going on with you?
Well, I was very upset and disturbed that I couldn't listen to Kid Craddock in the morning during the Christmas holidays because my family was in Cayman Islands.
Dang!
Oh.
They blocked us.
Hashtag first world problems.
Oh. I know it, girl.
Yeah.
We'll try
we need to get syndicated in Cayman Islands.
Yeah, I know that's right.
How dare they
on that?
Then we can do some remotes.
Well, I'm glad you survived that time during vacation.
Yeah, I know. It's very sad, very sad.
Yeah. Have a great day, Kimberly.
I think
Thank you so much.
We should take an affiliate trip to the Maldives and see if we can get on there.
Yeah. Oh, this is the best. Molly, what's going on with your Apple TV?
When I run my microwave, my Apple TV doesn't work.
Oh.
Hashtag first world problem.
You need an electrician or something.
Now you can't cook and watch TV at the same time. That sucks.
No, I'm watching Hulu Plus, and I turn on the microwave to make myself dinner, and it quits working.
Mm. No way.
Poor thing. How are you going to make it through the day?
I don't know how she's going to do it. Good. Claire, what's going on with you? First world problem time.
Oh, Lord, you know when you're on the couch, you're comfortable, you've been binge-watching on Netflix for a while?
Yeah.
Then it asks you, are you still watching? And you realize your controller is all the way across the room.
Oh,
so
I hate that.
You gotta get up and tell it. Oh, why haven't they invented voice control? Hashtag first world problem.
It should be mind control. You should just think it.
Yeah, they should
know. I know, right? Jeez, I don't have time for that.
Do what my daddy did.
I plant anything so I can just think and it's done.
Have a kid. That's what kids are for. Hey, change channel.
Yeah, don't they know that when you're watching Netflix, you're sitting there and don't want to move?
Of course I'm
They shouldn't
watching.
Ask you.
Yeah.
That's the point of binge watching.
Right.
Not moving one bit.
Right.
All right, let's go here with Becky. Becky, what's
Hi.
Your first world problem?
Well, my husband bought me a new navigator.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't have a seat warmer, so we had to take it back and get one with seat warmers.
I hear you.
You know what?
Hashtag world problem.
My car doesn't have seat warmers either, and it's
miserable.
Every morning, I'm upset about
Don't
it.
Go get them.
I know.
Poor thing.
No, that's why I bought that heated blanket that plugs into the cigarette lighter, but it takes as long as I get to work for that heated blanket to heat up. I bought a cigarette lighter.
I don't know what it is about girls and seat warmers.
I want the windows down and the freezing air and the seats on high.
I feel like the seat warmer and the cooler works better for girls because they wear their pants
or whatever.
Yeah, the skirts and stuff. Dude, but I don't feel it that much.
I have a car for 2 years and never even once used a seat warmer. My girlfriend gets in there. The first thing she does before she closes the door is seat warmer.
Turn that thing on.
Yeah.
Same. I just, a warm butt.
Yeah. Caitlin, you have some good news but some bad news. What's going on in your life?
My husband just got a brand new job, very big raise, and I have no idea what to do with all the money.
Well, damn.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do?
Like, how much more money? Like, twice as much?
He's making twice as much as he was before.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a serious raise.
How do you adjust?
Caitlin, I'll tell you, you always find a way to live outside of your means. You'll adjust to it very quickly.
Oh, we're trying to save, but
it's just,
I can't.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, you gotta go spend that thing.
It's true.
If you're making like $40,000, $50,000, and then you get a raise and you get double, like to 100, Well, dude, that would just blow my mind.
Huge difference. Yeah.
Maybe one day.
You gotta pull it back at some point, though.
You know,
much
less if you're getting like $10 an hour and they give you a raise to like 20.
Woo!
Dude.
That's pretty good right there.
Dude.
I remember that. Carter?
Yeah.
So you're running a little late, huh?
Yeah, I'm always late to my on my drive to my private college because my Hummer's too slow to speed.
First world problem.
Speed? I didn't know that.
You can't speed in a Hummer?
Yeah, it's just not fast enough.
Yeah, they're slow.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, man.
And I'm made for speed.
Yeah. Gotta get that
hum. Made because they're green.
Yeah, you keep polluting that environment. Yeah.
We need to get your Hummy a Hemi. Right? Get a little more power.
There you go.
Why not? Oh, hold
thank
on.
You, brother. Oh,
thank you so much. One last one real quick. Right. Because
close us up.
I don't know how Alyssa's going to handle this, Beth.
A late last word.
Alyssa, what's going on in life?
Yes, the other day I was going to wash my car, and my town's power had went out, and so I was already going to wash my car with my hands and stuff. And then I went outside to open my garage doors, and it didn't work because the power was out. And so I had to go and get on top of my car and open my garage door manually.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
at least
yeah.
you knew to do that. I've right. had people, when their power goes out, they're like, they call in, I can't get to work because I can't get my garage door open. The power's out.
Are you
out.
Serious?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, literally, I had to go back inside and ask how to even get out.
A lot of people don't know you can do that.
The manual
yeah, I can't with my gate because it's a wrought iron gate that slides to the side.
Yeah,
and when the power goes out,
I've
had to take a cab to work before. Yeah, I can't get out.
All these electric things are ruining our lives.
Mm-hmm.
I would think
screw electricity.
Wouldn't you think in case of emergency like that, a power outage, that it would automatically stay open?
You would think.
Because the doors to the building do, but the garage shuts, so then your car's shut in there. So if the place is burning down, I can't get my car out?
Yeah.
Oh, I would just bash through that gate. I would get my car and bash through it.
And destroy your car.
I don't care. Okay. If there's a fire.
Why don't you just run?
All right, I could do that.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
This is how we do.
That's Katy Perry, yo.
Yeah, it is, yo.
You know, she's going to be performing during the big game, the halftime show, that coveted spot.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's so excited. What is Katy going to do? We already know she's got Lenny Kravitz performing with her, right? There's guaranteed to be more surprises. Like, the biggest surprise is what's going to be the first song she sings out of the gate.
Yeah.
We want to know what you think the first song Katy Perry's going to start with during the halftime show of the big game. Tomorrow at this time, we're going to take three callers. And each caller is going to get to pick one of the songs on our list. And if Katy Perry sings your song first, you're going to win money. And what we're doing, the payouts, is based on the predictions of the professional Las Vegas odds makers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if she comes out and sings Firework first, let's just say, for
Boom.
Instance.
Yeah.
Or this one we're hearing right now, Roar. Why would you Roar?
Okay.
If she comes out with Roar out of the gate, you can win $200 because there's 3-2 odds.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's based on if we put $100 down once you get back, right?
But $200 is still good.
$200 sure. is great.
Right.
Well, let's say
free money, baby.
Yeah.
Like Shannon, she has a prediction, don't you, Shannon, about what she's going to sing
she
first.
She has intel.
Yeah, I thought about it, and I looked it up, and I was wrong about what I was talking about in there.
Oh.
But I was thinking, when I saw her in concert, what did she do first?
Okay.
I thought it was something else.
You thought
I
don't it was
remember.
E.T.
I thought it was. But
or
it
Dark
wasn't.
Horse.
It was Roar.
She sang Roar first?
It was okay. Roar first.
During
That's
her
why
concert.
The odds makers maybe are
yes.
picking Roar.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Shannon said her gut instinct was going to be either Dark Horse or E.T.
Because those are good party starting
yeah.
songs.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling Dark
yeah.
Horse.
And you could win $600 if that is the song she sings first. But you got to be one of those three callers, and we're going to play, I think, this time tomorrow, right?
Yeah. So it ranges from $200 to $1,000 for you to win that.
Now, she's with Lenny Kravitz.
Uh-huh. American, now, they're definitely going to sing American.
If they
American
if they come out and the first song is a Lenny Kravitz song, that does not disqualify.
No,
first you still win based on the first Katy Perry song that she sang.
There you go, Al.
All right,
way to clear things up.
It's clear now, crystal clear.
And now to clear another thing up.
Let's clear it up, y'all.
You have a contest that you created yourself.
Yeah, my own contest, with my own money.
Just again, the Kid Craddock Morning Show is not affiliated with this contest.
I just want to meet my boy, Blake Shelton, that's all.
Uh-huh.
I just want to have a beer with him, want him to come to my bar, have a beer with me. So I was trying to get some help from listeners. I've done this in the past with trying to get people to come in, making a little banner and putting it all on Facebook and Instagram and whatnot.
And it worked.
It worked with Khloe Kardashian. She actually came in, signed some autographs. It didn't work with Conan O'Brien. The list of people it didn't work with is a lot longer than the list of people it did work with, but that's okay.
You're going for like a baseball batting average.
I'm still trying.
Low, but still good.
I'm still trying.
Slanging.
So anyway, I asked for people to come up with a clever slogan, a sentence to get Blake into the bar that I can print on social media and on a banner. Came up with a lot of ideas from people.
What were some of your favorites?
One of my favorites was, drink with me, I'll be your honeybee.
Okay.
Oh, that's cute. Ryan.
Yeah, yeah. Blake, come get a free Miller Lite at the end of the tunnel.
There's no tunnel at your bar, though.
That's true. Yeah. Blake drinks for free. Adam pays double.
That's my favorite one for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of it. And I appreciate everybody for participating. But the winner is...
All right.
Deborah Taylor. And her sign says, it's like a wanted poster. It says, wanted. Blake Shelton. Reward, $1,000. Wanted for free drinks with Big Al, with a big picture of Blake right there in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Kelly, your face says it all.
What?
You
what
like
does my
it?
Face say?
You like it?
That's my resting bitch face. This is just how I look.
Somebody asked me yesterday, does Kelly not like this? I'm like, what? So she just looks like she does.
I know my face looks. It's just, look that's like just I'm her mad. Face.
Anyway, we're getting sidetracked. So yeah, I'm gonna give Deborah, just for coming up with this, I'm gonna give Deborah $100 just for coming up with the winning sign.
That's nice of you, Al.
I'm gonna post it all over everywhere. And if Blake actually comes in because of her sign, she will get $1,000.
So it's like a
wild. The other people who respond to that wanted ad and they get Blake Shelton, will they get $1,000?
Yeah. Did you think about that?
Yeah. We talked about that.
There's a reward.
It's a reward.
$1,000. That's what you're putting out there.
No. Deborah Taylor.
No, you got to give it to the person, because why would anybody else be motivated?
Because technically that's a sign, and it's a lie.
Because of her sign.
But on the sign, it does not say that.
On her sign, it says reward.
It just says there's a reward being offered. So why is anybody motivated if they have no chance of getting $1,000?
Like, who's the reward going to?
Kelly makes a great point, Al.
It's going to Deborah Taylor.
Yeah, but what if the person that read the sign that's going to be posted everywhere, because it's their wanted sign, like the Wild Wild West, they find Blake Shelton, and they bring him in because, hey, this sign right here that I'm bringing you with Blake Shelton says reward
$1,000. Well, they could take you to court over that, because, I mean, that's they're fulfilling right, we'll their that. End of the bargain.
Right. You may want to call your best friend Blake.
We'll figure that out. I'll talk to Kirk about the legalities.
Oh, I'm right.
No, we're telling you the legalities.
I'm telling you, I don't have a law degree.
All right,
you
guys,
I just got a juicy piece of gossip from one of our loyal listeners who sent me a Facebook message just now.
What?
Like an attention alert.
Attention?
This is, you know, shout out to Mickey, who works near Cartersville, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta, and a coworker, someone's going to get in trouble, just verified that Justin Bieber was with Selena Gomez on set of the Paul Rudd movie. They're getting back together.
What did I say?
Yep.
What did I say this morning on this show right here?
Kelly's right, Dance.
What?
Kelly's right,
I'm
Dance.
Sorry I had to interject with that, but
I'm
we were just talking about it, and we got spies everywhere.
After that song?
I know she's out there filming the movie with Paul Rudd.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know that she was just posting pictures with Zed.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were like holding hands
using
and hugging.
Using him to get Justin.
Yeah.
This is the Jessica Biel method. That's how Jessica Biel got Justin Timberlake to propose. Mm-hmm. Or Jessica, what's her name? Biel?
Yeah, you're right.
Got Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, but poor Zed.
She said, I'm done with you. I'm going to date Gerard Butler. And then Justin came back.
Hung off the back of Gerard Butler on a motorcycle. And Justin couldn't come back fast enough. I'm telling you, all guys are so, you could be played so easily.
First of all, Gerard Butler is a playboy.
Agreed.
So he probably does not mind that Jessica Biel was just playing around. Zed is a nice dude.
But it doesn't matter. Selena's working closely with him, and that's who you fall in love with. It freaked Justin out.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
This is... Wow.
Drop that Zed, bro. Got
Jenna.
Her head, bro.
No, thank you to our listeners, our spies that are everywhere.
Wow.
And if you want to get Jenna's attention on Facebook, just put attention.
Yeah.
I don't even ever read Facebook messages, but it just popped up.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I'm talking about a woman's right to shoes.
You better give me those shoes.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
It's the Super Bowl 2015.
Game time.
Yeah.
But first, we need a player. Kelly, give me a prime number.
Oh, you know what I'm going to pick?
Do it.
I'm going to change it up.
Okay. What? Oh.
I always say, you know what number I always say, so I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say 17.
17.
17. Just to be different.
All We're looking for call number 17 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
This is your chance to play for some really, 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 really nice shoes during our Super Bowl.
All right.
Yes. On Monday, Ann Harkins won a pair of Ivanka Trump pumps. Those bad boys are $130. She could have won a pair of Jimmy Choo's, though.
Hmm.
And it's all based on the description that Big Al Mac and I give you.
Uh-huh. Because we don't know nothing about
those
shoes.
Yeah, the shoes are going to come in on a silver platter.
Yeah.
And both pairs of shoes are going to look somewhat similar. They're both nice. You're not losing here. You're still getting a cool pair of shoes. But one is very designer, and the other one is just lower in cost. But they're going to be shoe A and shoe B, and JC and Al are going to use their best man words to describe
the
feminine attributes of these shoes. And this is cool, though, because what we have left right now
are the super awesome ones.
We have, let's see, in the mix, I don't know the lower price pair, what they are, but I know somewhere in the closet we have a pair of Christian Louboutins and a pair of Gucci's. We got today and tomorrow, so one of those is going to be on the platter today.
All right.
On Tuesday, we had a pretty big winner. We had a Manolo Blahnik winner.
Yes.
Lindsey Johnson won those.
Sounds like something I got to do with the doctor.
Yeah.
Manolo Blahnik.
I got to go get my Manolo Blahnik. Got to get you checked out. On Wednesday, Tara Villanueva, she won a pair of Kendall and Kylie Madden Girl pumps.
Okay.
I didn't even know they had shoes, but they were pretty cool looking. Yeah. You were describing those.
Much to my dismay. I tried so hard because I knew that the Saint Laurent ones, I knew what they were before they entered the room.
That's what she could have won, the Saint Laurent.
Jenna knows her shoes.
Oh, Jenna's heart was broken.
That's why she is not describing them. See, they I can do it. We don't know nothing.
We don't know nothing about shoes. I just know the few things that I hear my wife saying about shoes. Like I know wedges, and that's it.
Yeah, I know. Open toe and pump.
That's heels.
Not, you guys know what you know what you like. You know what you find sexy.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I think I would try and go that route with it. What a man finds sexy.
Sure. What a man wants.
And we've had bonus describers the last couple of days. Yesterday was Big Al's doctor girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And today, you get some bonus description from Trey and Greggles in production.
Yay.
Backroom guys.
You think Al and I don't know anything about shoes.
Well, they really don't
guys.
They don't know nothing about their own shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just wear T-shirts and jeans.
Yeah.
They're even more dude than you guys.
These guys are like dudes.
Trey may not even own shoes.
No. I mean, I think Trey has a chicken wing stain on every T-shirt. That's the kind of dude he is.
All right.
And I love him for it.
Well, you're assuming it's chicken wing stains.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's chicken wing.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be Tabasco.
It would be. Right.
It's red.
I'm ready to
got
play.
Caller.
You guys ready to play?
Yeah.
We definitely have a player playing in the Super Bowl today. Welcome to the stadium, Sasha Vela. Hey, Sasha.
Oh my God! Hi.
Hey, Sasha.
Yeah.
Tell us about yourself.
I live in Midland, Texas.
Uh-huh.
I do sales, and I love shoes.
There you go.
I bet you sell. I bet you sell something that has to do with either oil or gas.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh.
Permian Basin, baby.
Well, that
ain't nothing. That was some good old oil. All right, baby.
You live in the same town as Chris Kyle did.
He's from Odessa, yes.
Yeah.
Just right
but
down
he moved
the
out there? Cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the Super Bowl. We're going to bring in the two shoes. Al and I will describe them for you, and then we'll give you the bonus description from the production guys.
Oh.
Shiny.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
And
they're shiny today. They're blinged out shoes. Are you a blingy girl, Sasha? Do you like the bling?
I do.
Yeah, this is your day. This was the right day for you to call in. These are blinged up.
These are blinged up. How old are you, Sasha?
I'm 26.
Sasha, you would definitely like the shoe that I am holding in my right hand right now. This is a... Hey, look. Hold yours up, JC.
Yeah.
Both of the bottoms of these shoes are taped.
I wonder why.
Don't describe my shoes.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, he's just saying that both of the entire sole is taped up. Why would you want to cover up the entire sole of a shoe?
That can only mean that one of them is one designer in particular.
Or we wanted to wear them and return them after one wear.
Anyway, Sasha, back to my shoe. This shoe is a black suede wedge. It is blinged out. I mean, there is so much gold on this bad boy. I could put it on the grill in my car or my mouth. It has. It's a sandal strappy. Kelly, I know you're not.
I'm not supposed to.
It's a strappy sandal wedge probably a 5-inch heel.
Honey, that is more than 5 inches.
This is what you call a bona fide TTP. This is a Tina Turner pump.
It's I'd say that's
way
five.
More than five. That has to
really?
Be more than five.
Yeah,
that's
maybe six. Even six.
Well, all with right. the wedge.
It's got a wedge platform.
I would definitely hook up with the woman wearing this shoe.
I'm
going to go ahead and say that.
I adore Al's shoes.
This is gold. Literally, it's gold. Everything on it is either black or gold, all right? I'm not doing a very good job of describing it.
You're
it's
not.
Gold all the way around the sole, the base of the shoe, gold around the part that goes over your toe, the little strap there, the gold that goes around the ankle. It's gold and black. It's, baby, you want this
is
shoe.
Is it chain link around there?
Not chain link, but
studs?
It's kind of gold studs, and the gold, it's black and gold.
All right, Sasha, that's Al's thoughtful description of the shoe.
So that's shoe A.
I want the legs that are attached to the feet that are in this shoe.
Okay.
Seriously.
Yeah. And now, yep. We'll stick with shoe A right now, we'll give you the description from Trey and Greggles in production.
Okay.
Two even more dude-ish guys than Big Al Mac. Here you go. This is shoe A's description again.
Yeah, it just looks like it would be super uncomfortable. Like you're almost on the ball of your toes, but I would bet it would make your butt look pretty good.
I'm going to say that this is, I could picture a older woman wearing this?
What?
I think this is a Betty White shoe, to be honest.
What?
Again, that's
shoe A?
That's just two dudes describing the shoes.
Okay.
Kelly, don't
Are
judge
you
them.
Kidding me?
Sasha, don't always listen to those.
Disregard
dudes.
Those guys.
Okay.
Sasha, me and you are hooking up if you're wearing these.
We're moving.
Telling you.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a going out shoe,
all right.
Saturday night special. All right.
Sasha, let's move on to shoe B. If I were single, I would look at you in these shoes. These are also wedges. This is gold on gold. Now, the wedge part, the platform part, is rope material-like stuff.
It's a good description.
And it goes all the way around the platform of the shoe. And then the top part of the shoe is strappy. And I would describe that as a gold snake skin, maybe crocodile skin. Now, the straps are gladiator-like, but they don't go all the way up to your knee. They're just probably right above your Achilles heel. Mm. And there's diamonds shaped in a cross. It's a shape of a cross, and they're huge diamonds.
Not real
stones.
Diamonds.
They're just stones. Yeah.
What?
They're not real
diamonds. How do you know they're not diamonds?
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb.
Did you go to the store and ask if they're diamonds?
I would go out on a limb and say those aren't real diamonds.
They might be diamonds, Sasha. And I would say these are probably 4 inches.
They're not as high as that.
Yeah, they're That's 3 to 4 inches tall, so they're probably everyday use for you
Sasha,
to be comfortable in.
I'm going to say this about my shoes, Sasha. Your name is Sasha, right? You belong in these shoes.
Sasha Fierce there.
When your name is Sasha, you got to have these shoes.
I will say this. Al's shoes look like going out shoes.
They look like a Sasha.
Like performing shoes. My shoes, the shoes that I'm holding, I'd say these ones are more for going out to the mall shopping.
If you were to walk into Nordstrom and introduce yourselves. Hi, my name is Sasha. I would take you directly to these shoes.
Okay, now let's get the extreme dude description about shoe B. This is the one I just described.
Right. Again, I think these are, they're giving me an older vibe to them. Like, I don't see a younger girl wearing these.
Oh, shoe B is basically Cleopatra's shoes that I would imagine she was buried in.
Well said, Trey. Why didn't I think of that?
He's not dissing. Cleopatra was very fancy and blingy. Okay.
Cleopatra was all gold. All everything was golden.
Okay.
Back see, will you just because I can barely see Al's, will you pass them to me?
Yeah.
From here, I love them.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, you want Al's?
Yeah, I just want to look at it.
Okay. You can look at it.
Because I know I can't really say anything.
Right.
Sasha, how you feeling right now?
I'm so excited.
Okay, because we definitely weren't talking
Sasha,
to you.
That was
our
a
bad.
Lot of information to take in.
If you take these shoes to Midland, Texas, they're going to give you a key to the city.
Sasha, were you taking notes during the description, or you just kind of got it all in your head?
I've kind of got it all in my head.
Okay.
All right, Sasha. Well, this is really the moment of truth. You need to decide if you want Big Al's shoe A or JC's shoe B.
Well, I'm pretty short, and I need all the help that I can get, so I'm going to have to go with Big Al's shoe A.
There you go.
All right, you want to be taller?
Sure?
There you go, Sasha.
Hold on, Sasha. Is that your final choice?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Sasha,
we're going with the final
choice.
You did
not make a bad choice. I'm telling you, Sasha. Whew, Lord.
Well, we just now we have to find out
what
which one is shoe A and
Why don't we start with Shoe B?
Oh, the boys are so funny. They're tearing off the tape on the bottom.
Don't, like look, don't
like
show
it's
the girls.
Like it's Willy Wonka, the golden ticket or something.
I don't care who made this shoe. This shoe could be made by Tyco.
I know. I already know what you picked now, Sasha, because I looked at the bottom of the shoe. I took the tape off. But Mikey will tell you what you could have won, the one
Sasha,
that I was holding.
You could have won the Jaden Espadrille Jute Wrapped Wedge with flashy crystal embellishments that highlight its slim straps, mm-hmm. valued at $160 from Michael Kors.
I love Michael Kors.
I love Sasha.
Which means Michael Kors shoes. It's a beautiful shoe, but
Sasha.
Take that strap off.
Which means, Sasha, you did win the Christian Louboutin Cataclou Mixed Media Black and Gold Espadrille Wedge in studded calfskin with adjustable ankle strap and red signature sole.
Red bottom!
Valued at $795.
Oh,
and that right there shows you that the designer one is just killing the other one.
I'll tell you what, though. These Mary Kate ones have some great grip on the bottom.
The Sasha. Michael Kors ones are really cute.
Sasha.
Are you married,
That's
Sasha?
So awesome.
Are you married or you're single?
I've never
held
one.
I have a boyfriend. We've been together for quite some time.
He is going to love you.
Man, I don't think I've ever held a Christian.
They feel so comfortable. The suede feels so comfortable on your toes.
This is Sasha.
Wedge is much more comfortable.
You know what blows my mind?
What?
The Christian Louboutin shoes, when we took them out of the box, each shoe is wrapped in its own individual bag.
Yeah, you get your own shoe bag.
No, for each shoe.
I know.
$800.
Yeah, and up against each other.
That's what designer shoes do to keep them protected.
Great choice, Sasha.
I would not even wear these. I would literally put them on those little shelves on the wall, and they're art.
Gotta wear them.
I'm telling you.
You have to.
They're art.
I'm telling you.
You gotta take better care of designer shoes, but you gotta wear them. They're meant to be worn.
I hope your boyfriend installs carpet, because you need him to just have carpet rolled out in front of you when you're walking around in these shoes. These shoes don't even need to touch the concrete.
Yeah, you better go buy yourself some.
Works on carpet.
And you know what cobblers do now, Sasha? When you have red bottom shoes, you take them in and they put red rubber on the ball of your foot where it rubs all the way down, so the red stays on. So they'll take out a piece of the red bottom and put red rubber, so it still blends in and makes it more comfortable.
That's cool.
All right, Sasha.
So all you got to do,
handy tips.
It's like $20. Take it to a cobbler and have them put red rubber on the bottom.
Love cobbler.
And get you some peach cobbler while you're there. Congratulations, Sasha. You
Sasha
got some Christian Louboutins, girl.
Yeah.
$800 worth of shoes.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big Al, did I just hear that you could potentially win $1,000 because of your favorite Katy Perry song?
That's what the white man said. Tomorrow at this time, we're going to be taking three callers, all right? Each caller will get to pick one song of a Katy Perry song that's on our list. For example, Firework, Roar. If you pick one of those songs that she will sing first, you'll win $200. This is how we do. Could win you $400. If you choose Dark Horse, E.T., Wide Awake, those songs could win you $600. Kind of base this kind of sort of on the odds that the bookies in Vegas are giving out. All right? But what we're trying, the gamble is this.
Yeah.
Very simple. What song is Katy Perry going to sing first when she does the halftime show at the game?
Boom. And it's got to be a Katy Perry song. She's going to be performing.
Katy Perry song.
We'll give you the list of songs you have to choose from. Yeah. You can't just come out on some wild single off of three.
No. We have nine songs you get to pick from.
Yeah.
She's performing with Lenny Kravitz, so if they sing a Lenny Kravitz song first, that doesn't count. First, Katy Perry
Probably
song.
Probably someone else, too. I would think she'd have a couple.
Yeah.
She might.
Which means somebody will definitely win money. That's what we're trying to say.
Maybe Riff Raff will make a special appearance.
Hey, you never know. Bring brag. I don't know who named their son Riff Raff, but somebody did. You know, we did a love letter to Kelly yesterday. And it was the couple that had the problem with choosing their kid's name.
Right.
Yeah, they were like near divorce over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And seriously, choosing your baby's name is difficult.
Huge.
I got a lot of emails like, how did you and Kinsey, your wife Kinsey, choose your baby's
Huge
name?
Huge fights over that.
It's so tough.
Why don't y'all do what black people do? We choose a name. One person in the marriage chooses a name. The other person chooses the syllable to go before the name.
Yeah. All right. Boom. You could do that. Or.
But it's even true, like, what if you both are set on a name? It can be a first and second name. Well, whose name goes first?
Exactly.
And which one are we going to actually call him?
It's so tough. And I did the whole thing, like, I went online and I just typed in boy names when I found out I was having a boy.
Mm-hmm.
But what if, for some reason, you end up having a girl? You got to have a boy and a girl name ready to go, just in case.
Yep.
And those websites I went to, it was thousands and thousands of names. I got flustered. And so the other day, Kinsey and I were online, and she started looking up modeling agencies because we got approached for our daughter to do a little bit of baby modeling for Chloe.
Nice.
So she just started doing a little research, like what kind of kids are doing this, what do they look like, what kind of look do they have.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she stumbled across this modeling agency called Wallflower Management.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You've heard of that
one? No, yeah, I know them, yeah.
So Kinsey's going through the kids on this website, and we're staring at them, and I realized something really cool.
What?
All these kids have awesome names.
Okay.
Because these are parents that are probably artsy, and they probably wanted to give their kids a name that stands out because mm-hmm. maybe they wanted them to be models. I don't know why.
That scares me a little bit that they already were like, my kid's going to be famous.
Well, you know, you want them to stand out. Yeah. I mean, you got cool names like Anjali, A-N-J-A-L-I, or
Anjali.
That's Anjali.
Anjali. I mean, you could change the pronunciation however you want, but the spellings are there. Kingston. You know, Gwen Stefani named her son Kingston, but that's up there. It's names you forget. Karis. K-A-R-Y-S.
Never heard
that.
That
is the name. That's a classic name. That's, Oh, what's her face is married to Michael Douglas. Catherine Zeta-Jones named her daughter Karis.
Karis. Asa for a boy. A-S-A.
Asa Buchanan.
Little blonde dude.
Asa Buchanan. Is that what you just said?
Mm-hmm.
A life to live.
But these names are so cool. And I was sitting there going like, I wish I would have known about this website before.
Yeah.
Because that would have made my life.
The modeling website?
Yeah.
Well, the babies might not have been born yet.
There's another place you can go to find the best baby names.
Where? Oh.
Days of Our Lives.
Soap opera names.
How many people were named after... Hello, you and Jenna included, JC, were named after soap opera stars.
My grandma's favorite dude on a telenovela she was watching back in the day was José Roberto, and that's why
I was last minute named Jenna from Dallas.
Yeah, from the TV show Dallas.
Yeah.
But some of these names, Belize.
Oh, nice.
See, I would have never thought to name my daughter Belize, B-E-L-I-C-E, or Christian.
Why wouldn't you spell it like Belize?
No, because you got to change it up.
You do?
Yeah, you got to change it up.
I like Belize, but I like Belize.
Belize.
Christian, like... Christian, but with a Y.
Why don't we doing that?
Why not?
Because nobody knows how to spell it, and your child's going to go through life never being able to get a keychain with the correct spelling of his name on it.
Oh, I disagree.
Never be able to get the coffee mug sitting there.
It's true. Think about
Everybody's
Kelly.
Always going to misspell their name. I'm IE.
Think about how easy the name Kelly is.
My name is misspelled all the time. Don't do that. Don't change a letter to think you're so unique.
Your parents did it.
I'm telling you, you can't find anything spelled already pre-printed. You have to order it special.
So you're mad at your parents?
Yes. Very frustrating.
Wow. Sorry about that, Mr. Raspberry, Mrs. Raspberry.
Janelle is a cool name.
Personally, I love
Janelle,
that.
Yeah.
With a G.
Oh.
Janelle with a G.
Okay.
That's Gunnell. Nobody will pronounce
it
right.
No, it's Janelle. It's
you're
not Gunnell.
You see G-A-N-E-L-L on a piece of paper, you're going to say Gunnell.
Yeah.
But this is a good way to have a boy and a girl name lined up.
It's like I said, Gina.
See?
Yeah.
Point proven.
Gina.
Damn, Gina.
Al, did you did your parents have a boy name picked out for you, Kelly?
I think I asked my mom this a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to get her on the phone to ask her now because it was too early when I read the thing this morning to ask her.
Mine did. And I wish that they had named me this anyways because I love it. And then my dad got remarried and had a son, and they used this name. And I love the name. And so it's Dylan. They
were you would have been Dylan.
I would have been Dylan if I was a boy.
And it could have been a girl's name because Sean Penn.
I wish today my name was Dylan as a girl. It just wasn't as trendy then to do the androgynous names when I was born.
Well, when you move away from us and start your new life, you can always be Dylan. Just tell people that's your name.
Where am I going?
Well, just, you know, when that day comes.
Kelly will get rid of it.
My friend did that when he went to college. He wanted his name to be Bowie.
Bowie?
And he came home and we were like, your name's not Bowie, Matt. He went to college and told
everybody. He went from Matt to Bowie?
Yes, he loved David Bowie. And when he went to college, he told everybody his name was Bowie.
I went by Cody for like a month in fourth grade.
Hold on. Talk. Hi, how are you, Mom?
Oh, I'm all right. How you doing?
Fine. This is my mother on the phone. Did y'all have a name picked out for me just in case I was a girl? Okay.
Alicia, maybe?
I don't remember. Do you remember? I mean, do you remember me?
I remember. I was a baby.
I was in the womb.
Okay. Well, we're in the middle of talking about this.
You growing up, do you ever remember conversation?
Oh, Al's not going to talk for
me.
Yeah.
And if it is, you say it, maybe I might bring back a memory or something.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, I don't remember ever having that conversation.
Is that speakerphone or is that your ear hole?
Okay, then, I don't think so.
All right. Okay. JC,
what was
your girl name? Okay. All right, Mom.
Okay.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Did you have a girl name?
I did.
Or was that just the mean nickname in school?
Oh, Bridget? No, that was the mean nickname in school.
What was your girl name?
If I was a girl, my mom was going to name me after my grandma, and it's my mom's middle name, so I would have been Father.
Father.
Oh, yeah, I want to get a... If I had a girl, I'd name her Boy.
Yeah,
you know. It should be ironic.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.